stink eyes or do we sound different?
What are you talking about?
I mean,
why does this house look different in every conceivable way possible?
Why is this room bigger?
What happened to the chairs?
Where's my green room?
Guys, where are the stairs?
Oh my god, we moved!
Where's Aircaster? Kevin! Aircaster!
Wait, I think we forgot something! Is this Aircaster still just going on?
Oh no.
Just cut to a shot of a sentient air conditioner trudging down the road.
Guys.
Like Brave Little Toaster style.
I didn't realize how sad I am for us giving sentient life, or like giving a persona to an inanimate object.
Persona!
No, you want me to make this even worse? Aircaster right now is running out of power because it takes a lot of power to make an air conditioner sentient, so it's making like the robot from Doug's first movie and dragging itself along the ground just like, Regis! Regis!
Father, give me legs.
I must provide you with cool
air! Also,
now we need somebody to provide us with hot.
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Joe Raven.
Equipment Wheeler.
Bluecaster. Cheetah Zazil.
Loyal and Loud. Greencaster. Lay.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Auto Guard.
One little spark of courage. Dreamcaster. Global South Perga.
Respecting the source material.
Dreamcaster. Zen Sheen.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air.
Welcome to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, episode 194, coming at you from our brand new Neo studio in roomy downtown Seattle.
Oh, I see you redecorated. Yep. I don't like it.
We're not in Seattle, just letting you know.
Wait, we're not?
No.
Damn it! I demanded Seattle when we negotiated our contract with Toei on that lawsuit we settled for spying on us.
We are not contracted with Toei.
We had a heated court battle over the last week and a half where we settled out of court and agreed to this beautiful new house in exchange for the spying
to get on us. There was a kaiju attack and our house got fucking destroyed.
Ichi,
maybe I felt like blanking that out.
Blue, let's just admit to what
Blue.
Yes, let's just admit
My identity.
Let's just admit to what actually happened. We moved a block away and you refused to move any farther because we don't have transport sufficient. Our Zords are not working at the moment.
They're not well tuned.
I still don't know if they even have
one. Last time I checked, I turned in the mine. In which...
Don't spoil shit!
In which I felt dirty.
Well then go to the car wash.
Right back.
Going to the car wash.
Hey, Ichi or Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue, let's just be fair here.
I'm gonna need a couple of hold ons.
I'm gonna be
Redcaster's back. Hello.
Yeah, it turns out Mr. Redcaster's been hiding from us on this block, and we just found them in a box.
I can now walk down the street to you. To be on Cast Ranger again.
Hooray!
I'm home.
When aren't you home?
And not working.
No, the better question is, when am I home?
That is a very Why do I have a feeling if we go to your place, you're still not packed, and it's almost been a year?
You're not far off.
Not surprised.
There's a lot of crap that's still packed up.
Look at all this... I lost it.
I love how you couldn't settle on a word for things.
No, I was gonna say junk, shit, or crap. I'm like,
to shit
pass. Trap for
pass.
Sure. Pass.
So yeah, we're in a new place. It's cool. It's big. My room's smaller, but I've gotten very used to it now. So it's actually better because now I won't have all my shit everywhere, and my room will be less messy.
Yeah, but Wait, what are you doing in your room, man? It sounds like you're doing, like, cardio or something.
What?
I was making a Ninja Turtles reference.
Okay.
I thought you were making a masturbation.
That's where I was.
I thought it was a Napoleon Dynamite joke, so I think...
No, to do that, I need Dr. Pepper and a shit ton of Tangaman.
And a llama.
Come here, don't tell him about the llama!
Bird. God damn it!
Oh my god, he's rehearsing the piece that includes the llama? Jesus, that edit hasn't been used since 1495.
Anyways, so for this week, we're talking about Build episode 31, Power Ranger episode 10,
Lupin Ranger episode 10,
and for Metal April, we're talking about the first three episodes of motherfucking Metalder.
Wait,
created by popular toy company Mattel.
Super Machine Metalder.
Chojinki.
So wait,
as in Jinkies.
Lupin Ranger vs. Pod Ranger is only up to episode 10?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh shit, it's the 10th episode.
I just have to say, I don't know what that sound I made before the roll call was, because I don't think I've ever made that sound in my life, and I doubt I'll ever make it again.
I'm sure I'll come up with a stupider joke that
it
you can make it sound
gold
at.
It was comedy gold is what it was.
Right?
If we ever just want to make that sound again, we can just make it a button.
No!
I can do that!
No, yes!
Soundbite that shit!
No,
I have my new Elgato Stream Deck and I can assign sound effects to it.
I'm just kidding. No. And then you just keep pressing it, Emily, and you keep hearing it over and over again, and then you'll be able to copy it just like that.
We can make a remix.
Emily, make the sound!
We could do a crazy Cast Ranger dubstrap track.
Dumpstrap?
Dumpstrap? What's that? That's under a depth.
What is that? Transformer?
Is that dubstep?
I can totally imagine.
Dumpstrap? What are you doing now? Oh, Lord Megatron! I was this.
No, he speaks in wubs!
He's like.
Dumpstrap, what are you doing?
Oh my god!
Now, Dumpstrap! You're like, so fantastic!
No, he's like the worst Decepticon.
Raven slowly sneaking out of the room.
Baby Dumpstrap!
Hey,
let's
never forget there were three Transformers that transformed together to create a camera.
Well, I think...
Well, like a handheld camera.
Dumpstrap's name is kind of weird, but I don't think that means he's dumb.
He sounds like a houseboat.
He probably has like a... I was thinking a dump truck because his name is Dumpstrap.
And he has whips.
Oh, it's Dumpstrap. I thought it was Dumpstrap.
Yes. My brain went to dubstep themed strap on.
What does this have to do with Toku?
Not everything.
At all. Anyways,
that depends on your imagination.
Ichi, can you press the make a boy button?
It could be a kaiju.
We have the We Make a Boy button!
So people listening to the Discord can't hear it because I don't have that wired in correctly yet, but I now have a soundboard right on my right so I can put in our sound bumpers without having them to be edited in. So you're fucking welcome, whoever's editing.
Can we still have...
Thank you, Days.
It might be Anthony this week.
Can we still have the Kramer thing for the door? Where, like, when you open it, it's just like a laugh track or something?
No, you just needs to play the Seinfeld music every time that door opens.
I mean, I did find one online, actually. It's like $50 if you want to split it.
I've decided Dubstrap is a kaiju, and it is a bondage-themed subwoofer monster.
Okay, I gotta stop you right there.
I still want to put in the Cast Ranger game... an awesome side villain.
No, that's a boss in the Cast Ranger game, Dubstrap.
No, but I want to make a side villain for the Cast Ranger game called the Gatsby.
BDSM.
No, that's an end joke no one will get!
Okay, BDSM themed subwoofer monster.
Am I allowed to very quickly?
Sure. Regale our audience with the tale of Die Gatsby!
The Gatsby!
Okay, so, please, I'm sorry if I screwed this up, but I thought it was funny for some reason, but I was in, right, is that Godzilla Tickle Fetish artwork?
Don't pay attention to the chat.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did I not pay attention to that?
Paul is now blocking the screen.
Pay no attention to the chat behind the man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ready, stories!
It's okay.
Okay.
You got this.
I can tell a story. Okay. So basically I was in creative writing, I'm getting a creative writing certificate at at the U of T. The U of T. I did what he did.
We're just adding the to everything.
Because it was a literary type class, the teacher brought up F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby a lot. Except, for some reason, he always referred to the titular character not as J. Gatsby, his name, nor as just Gatsby, his last name, but always as The Gatsby.
Every time. Like the Batman.
Yes, he was always like, so there was this point in the novel where the Gatsby did this.
Like, he's a unique existence.
Yes, and I'm just trying so hard not to lose my absolute crap in the class the whole time, where he's talking about this, and all I can just think is like, holy crap, it's the Gatsby!
And then Emily made the terrible idea to tell us in the Cast Ranger chat, just expanded more and more on it until we made it some kind of, like, toku villain.
Next week on The Gatsby.
Yes, it's like, Zaga.
And then I made the joke that because like Emily drew this amazing drawing of Goody from Power Ranger.
It was a really bad doodle.
No, it was a really good doodle of Goody. And then I was like, oh, there's the Gatsby.
That's the Goodsby.
Goodsby. So, anyways, build happens. Lost shit happens.
All right, we already
dogs and cats living together.
Oh my god.
So before we start,
sorry about that. Tangent.
Before we start about this week's episode, Mr. Redcaster, since you have not been with us for many fortnights, please
Fortnite. Oh shit! I gotta go down the
break up the game.
I gotta play Fortnite.
Gotta play Fortnite.
Please tell us your thoughts on the series since you were last on.
I'm actually quite enjoying Build. I think it's gotten very interesting over the last.
It's alright.
Agreed.
Like, some serious shit has hit the fan in this show, and it's just...
What did you think of episode 30's opening? With the music...
29.
Or, yeah.
With the Ode to Joy playing.
The fucking orchestra.
Just starts up with Stark just doing his little conducting thing as the tower rises out of the frigging ground and destroys shit.
Yep.
Like, okay, no, that was fucking amazing. Like, oh.
I remember that. That was actually pretty great, too.
Right?
Anything else worth mentioning?
Do you still like Banjo?
I do.
Especially after this week.
Right? Like, oh, hey, here's some more shit come out.
Do you still hate Sento?
I kind of do. He's growing on me a little bit lately, but...
Like a fungus.
Yes.
I've noticed in the opening when they do, like, the new shots where, like, he's riding on the bike and shows different characters, and then, like, the last shot is just, like, Sento looking all excited. He's, like, rubbing his hair. Like, I don't know why, but I just... Every time I see that shot, it, like, puts, like, such a smile on my face.
I refer to that version of Sento as Science Boner Sento.
Yeah. But fucking Stark, man. Like, God, he's just so broken. Like, he can control the Pandora box so well, he can, like, change anything around it, including, like, the area, so he can, like, recreate, like, areas and shit.
So, every time I see Stark light up with that Mars fire, I just want him to have, like, a Mars fire-themed power-up form. Although, after this episode, I'm pretty sure we know what's coming.
Yeah. Also, we found out that, like, his Blood Stark outfit, it's literally just... for show now. He's like, yeah, I'm more powerful even if I wasn't wearing the Bloodstark armor.
I mean, it looks cool, though. If you could decide between not wearing cool armor or wearing a cool armor.
Right?
He wears it for show.
That's why he just wears it all the time, now.
And then he, like, forms like the area of a beach, and then they start fighting.
They actually came up with a plot reason for a random scene change.
Well, that's why, like, the most genius one still to this day is Xsave, because they just can stage select. Yeah. That was fucking genius.
That was.
And then Gintoku decides to fucking show up to the party.
Less decides to and more appears out of the sand because of Stark.
It's like a crocodile.
Oh. And then we see all these, like, frames all across the beach, and they're, like, it's a really neat and sort of artistic placement that they're there, because they get used in such interesting shots.
Yeah, there's actually a guy on Facebook who made an interesting thing about, like, the frames and stuff, so I'm just gonna read on this quickly. Gintoku is the only one who knows the story behind Nanba, therefore he's the only one inside the box, like, while he's henching. He explains to Banjo why he turned his girlfriend into a smash, in other words, letting him inside the box.
Oh.
Gentoku is going outside the box to tell Sento about Namba's president disguise. As you can see, he's out of the frame.
Nice.
Sento now breaks into the box while Gentoku breaks out of the box.
Nice.
It is now up to the three riders to go inside the box in order to restore peace and balance.
Because one of the frames opens up into the next portal, into the next
frame. Yeah, so like this one guy noticed that and made like all these assumptions, and I was like, no, that's spot on. Good job.
I saw that portal like out of the frame, and I started getting flashbacks to one of the dungeons from Persona 5. Those who've played the game will know which one I'm talking about.
But yeah, so like Cross just like keeps going off on Rogue, just being like, oh, you fucking killed my girlfriend. No, that was Stark, not me.
Well, it's not that it wasn't him, it's that it was Stark's idea.
Yeah.
So basically the point of the episode is everyone learns that Stark's plan the whole time has been the growth of Banjo's hazard level. And so Rogue actually does, as Lane mentioned, Rogue tells Build that Stark was the one behind everything, and that everything they've done was for Banjo's purpose, which kind of makes sense given the clues that they've given us over the course of the show. Because every now and then Stark will be like, yes, Banjo, you've done it! So this has kind of been hinted at pretty well. So this makes perfect sense when they reveal everything.
Yep.
Over the course of the episode, while everything's happening, we see Sawa and Misora talking about Banjo's origins, and at least twice, Misora asks Sawa, how did you get those records? How do you know all this? And she responds with, oh, you're better off not knowing.
You're better off not knowing. And I, in the back of my mind, every time she said that, it's like,
how many?
Who did you fuck?
That.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, every time she says that, she gets this, like, wistful, dreamy look in her eyes.
Oh, you know, you're probably better off not knowing the answer to that question. I'm like, okay, who did you fuck?
Well, it's like in episode one when, like, Gentoku was like, oh, come to my hotel room, we'll talk more.
So
what do you mean you want me to go to the hotel?
So the answer is she fucked Gentoku.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be amazing if, like, because clearly Gentoku has started his path of retribution. It would be amazing if near the end of the show, he becomes a good guy and actually hooks up with Sawa.
I hope not.
That would be very strange.
It would be, but I think I'd like it.
I think Sento has the hots for Sawa.
I would want it to be...
Yeah, because Banjo is clearly with...
Yeah.
Misora?
Misora, yeah.
I would like it to be scored by ABBA. It's the Mamma Mia of Kamen Rider.
No, we need to have Dancing Queen while Banjo and Misora, because Misora is the Queen of Mars now.
Quite oh so. My god.
Oh, we get this really cool shot during the fight where just, like...
Young and sweet, only... Young and sweet, only Martian Queen.
Martian Queen!
Also starring Meryl Streep.
Like, Engine Bros, whatever, I guess, sass kicked, and then he's just like, well, I'm out. Brother, do the thing. And he, like, throws the fucking engine...
Right into the gun.
Right into the fucking nebulous steam gun, and then he turns to Hell Bros, and like, that
how many
sweet.
Fucking times did you assholes practice that shit?
Well, they're brothers. They're in sync with each other, so it's all
yeah. Good. So, we get the backstory that 23 years ago, the unmanned probe to Mars, which was a real thing...
Yep.
Apparently brought back some sort of Martian flubber, Ivan Ooze-type monster. Yeah.
It's the Ghostbusters it, 2 villain.
I hate to make this reference for a third week in a row, but it's the thing from Space Jam that stole their talent. It just wormed its way up her leg.
I'm just thinking the thing from Outer Space.
Sounds like a beam.
So yeah,
it called up my brain.
Banjo,
into my brain.
Ryuga's parents apparently worked for Namba. So
they were a security firm, and Namba was one of their clients.
Yeah.
So they were contracted to
Namba. So she was 1 month pregnant with Banjo, and then she got the goop whatever up in her, and then.
She got the goop or whatever up in her.
If you actually saw the way they showed this in the freaking episode, you'd understand exactly why he phrased it like that.
Are we talking about, like, the animated OVA movie for Guyver with the female Guyver 2?
Something
sort of?
Like that. Think more like... Red flubber came out of
okay.
Of the unmanned probe and crawled its way up his mother's leg.
This is a show for young teens that can be accurately described with the sentence, and then the Martian jizz climbed up into her vagina.
It's jizz. Next question.
Like, I feel really bad saying this, but even I thought I know it went in there.
Yeah. And then a month,
there was zero
and
question.
And then accelerated
it
the fucking pregnancy.
Her canal.
Yes.
Canal. Looks like it was exploring where no man has gone before.
Oh, come on. Well, one
well,
man
at least one
it
of them
went
already
in.
It's actually,
the thing
lost.
Is, the thing is, when I,
oh,
the first time I watched the episode, the first time I watched the episode, I misunderstood and I thought that it actually was the Martian slime that caused her to get pregnant. But they explained that she was already 1 month pregnant.
Yeah, so.
And then the baby was born 2 months later.
And the baby
was
like, leave to our doom.
But, and the, in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, like, the baby comes out 2 months later, and the father's like, oh my god, how could that happen? We only had sex 3 months ago. Meanwhile, she actually cheated on him months earlier. Yeah, how did that happen?
Do you know what this is reminding me of, actually? And it might be a little slight reference to it. So there was an episode of Star Trek TNG where, like, this weird, like, space light orb thingy
yeah.
went to the Enterprise when it impregnated Counselor Troi,
yep.
and within I'd say like a day or two, baby,
yeah,
Jesus,
and then
yeah.
hours later, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, and
not,
then it died.
I'm not nearly caffeinated enough for this.
That's actually an episode that me and my mom really like.
First can opening of Encounters
in Great
place.
Self. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're not talking about TNG. I'm
so, yeah, so a month later, the baby gets born. Really
fuck,
gets born.
I just saw the picture they posted in the Discord.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I gotta include this.
That is
put this in, whoever.
Honestly, the best part of it, I think, is Bonjo's expression. Yeah.
Are you my dad?
Oh my god, this is my dad? Oh god.
Also, the cherry jello, strangely.
Cherry jello.
Oh, no. I just looked up the screen for a second and I saw that and I'm like, oh,
that's
I can't
good.
Believe
oh.
that my mind just formulated the sentence, the cherry jello strangely erect nipple.
Banjo's dad. Dad.
Oh god, Banjo's dad is in our fridge.
No, that's pudding.
Explain yourself, mister.
It's pudding on jello.
And it's chocolate.
Explain yourself.
Yeah. So Ryuga has like Martian DNA in him, so he's like
he's an alien.
No,
he's an alien human
no.
hybrid of something.
He's
yeah.
fucking Gohan.
No, he's fucking Superman because
no, no,
his pet
no.
he was saved from a dying planet.
How would he be Superman? He's human.
He's human with
he's
Martian
humanoid.
DNA.
Maybe all Martians are born that way.
Maybe he's a bug, a Martian.
The point is, he was saved from a dying planet.
Sure.
Does he have superpowers under Earth's yellow sun?
I mean, he's a rider.
I mean, technically.
He's a rider.
No, no, no. My reasoning that he's like Gohan is because he's this, like, you know, regular guy, whatever, like that, super powerful, and then as the more pissed off he gets, the more powerful he gets, which in the Cell saga, Cell was like, oh, so he's more powerful than me, huh? Okay, well, I'm going to keep pissing him off so he can get more powerful so I can fight him.
Man, I haven't seen Cell in a while.
Poke the hornet's nest.
So that's why, like, when Cross Magma debuted, I literally tweeted out a picture of Cross Magma and Teen Gohan side by side, and I was like, same person!
So, something else that's worth mentioning, the name of Banjo's mom is Yuri, and this is a show where we have Otoya's actor from Kiva.
Oh, no.
Yuri-chan! Mitanda!
You guys are weird.
This show's weird.
So then Stark starts, choking Sento, which I just made the harder daddy joke.
He can, in fact, call him daddy.
And, like, Ryuga the whole time's just, like,
no.
on the ground while Stark is still choking Sento. And
this is hot! Like,
I can believe in myself! My girlfriend believes in me!
I'm so stupid!
My friends believe in me! And then he just, his eyes glow and he gets pissed off and Stark's like, yeah! Yes!
And then...
Yes!
And
yes! Come to Papa!
He turns into plankton?
Yeah!
So
Stark's plankton.
So Banjo, in fact, turns into the red eyes black dragon.
Blood Stark!
What?
50% blood? 50% Stark!
Yeah. Dang!
50% Dang. Starched?
Yep.
Does that mean
like starch?
Does that mean that he's going to be played by an extremely famous English actor and killed in the first season?
Yes.
Is that a Sean Bean joke or a different?
It is a Sean Bean joke.
Also, I like that right before this happens, build as tank tanks a laser shot for Cross.
Yep.
Tanks.
Tanks for the memories.
So then, yeah, Vondra's eyes glow, and then he, like, powers up the bottle, puts it in the knuckle.
The Mars fire that Stark shoots out hits the bottle and purifies it into the dragon magma bottle.
And then he transforms and literally gets covered in a vat of lava.
Which then pours out into the rest of the room, and I don't know how
to
pronounce
that. But I like that the vat that the magma comes out of
is
the knuckle. So that was a little nice little touch. And then, what's the thingy? Like, what does he say? What's the thing say? The belt say?
I don't know the physical first, like, the literal first word, but it's something Kiniku! Cross magma! Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha!
And then Sento's just like, oh, cross magma.
He tries to be all, like, self-important by saying cross magma
moment.
Oh, yeah, cross magma. Yeah, I invented that. Totally.
That's totally my idea.
And with heralded by the fucking Orochi, we see cross magma. It's based on Orochi because it's an eight-headed dragon.
Oh, okay.
If you count the dragons on cross magma, there are eight of them. The face, the chest, the two shoulders, the two hands, and the two legs.
So it's an Orochi reference?
Yes.
Oh,
that's cool. And he looks nice.
It looks awesome!
Right?
So much better than Charge!
I have to.
And you know what the best part is? Since it was made from the Sclash Jelly, we're never gonna see Charge again!
Yeah, Sclash Jelly got fucking busted up.
Yay!
No, he's cross magma forever. That's his true power.
So, Kamen Rider Deathwing debuts with insert.
Kamen Rider Deathwing!
With an insert theme that sounds exactly like Let's Fighting Love from South Park.
Isn't that what you posted? It sounded like Let's Fighting Love.
Yeah. I am so angry that there wasn't a comment from him that he finally has wings. Right?
Right.
Well, yeah, because he said he wanted them before.
Why didn't I have wings on his suit? Falls out a window.
Maybe he just didn't realize.
So as Cross...
But, like, when the fight was over, he then realized, oh shit, I'm on fire!
Ah, fuck, it's hot!
Really hot!
He has, like, a few burn marks on him. Like,
He's just tan.
No, his, like, his outfit's just burnt.
His clothes are all burnt off.
He's like Johnny Storm. It's like, Sato, I need you to make me a suit that doesn't burn.
Banjo is the Human Torch!
He
explained that next.
Yeah, I liked that he was super hot in the suit.
Whoa, okay.
Your preferences aside.
No, I mean. and like we
Beastcaster Shu in our chat says the line was Goku Netsu Kiniku.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Burning muscles.
Yeah.
Ow. Ultimate muscle?
Sure, why not?
He's gonna body slam the human race.
Well, that sounds like something you need cream for, burning muscles.
This is an intergalactic federation.
Only broadcast
it's on this station.
We also found out that apparently
such
Namba implanted this exploding chip into Gentoku's body, and if they find out that he's like, you know,
if they think he's fucking around,
then they'll blow him up.
Can that be the thumbnail? Just Kini Kumin with the magma helmet on.
I suppose we're not doing anything with the teller.
Well, we can add Matilda's face in there somewhere.
Sure.
Horrible Frankenstein.
And then he, apparently, Cross Magma or whatever, he picks up the Pandora's box and he's able to control it. Because
he's Martian.
He's Martian. And he, like, impales Stark with
it? It looks like he, like, squishes his neck between two blocks, but he obviously survives.
Yeah.
This cute generic ouch.
But it seems
Ouch.
It seems like Stark wants to use him for something, obviously. Maybe, who knows?
Vessel
new body
is complete was his word.
Yeah.
And he mentions the ultimate driver, so those of us who participate in / listen to Extra Extra Cast Ranger will know exactly what is about to happen. But I won't say it for Gar's sake.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gar.
I'm Neil.
See, so yeah, like...
Your name's not
Neil
Gar.
I kind of just, like, I wasn't paying too much attention to this episode when I was watching it, just because I was like, I don't know.
That's
but, like,
thing.
I just, I remember Cross Magma happened, and it was a battle, and Stark did shit. And Goop went up some woman's vagina. That's it.
I watched it during class breaks and actually missed the Goop the first time. Was like, okay, I feel like I missed something. I had this feeling. So I went back and was like, oh, I did.
Oh, missed the Goop.
And the episode ends with Sawa mentioning that the person in charge of Banjo's experiments as a child was, in fact, it's Takumi's dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened. Ryuga was like a...
Baby Banjo.
Experiment.
Baby Banjo. Banjo-Kazooie.
Apparently, like, he never mentioned any of these because according to them, they apparently wiped his memories. Which, I mean, that sounds like something Faust could do because they have.
Well, Faust wasn't around when he was a kid.
No, but it was...
It was Namba.
No, I know, but, you know, the Foundation was there.
Yeah.
Foundation X?
Well,
maybe it'll be in the movie.
Next week, Banjo learns about himself.
He learns about feelings.
Banjo learns about
like, what do you mean I'm not human?
Banjo learns about...
I am human.
I am not a Zognoid.
Oh, it's a Vader sim. Does anybody else notice the alien in the room? There! Right there! Does he not look different? Hey, what happened to Zim? I don't know.
I think I've learned all that I can about human affection. I hate it! Especially the part with the beans.
Anyways, yo, Kuxinu!
I liked it better when we just stood in silence for a second.
Like the Family Guy people.
Yeah, wow, she would have
yes!
her fucking
yes. Paul gets
her
it.
Show. So, yeah, honestly, I've noticed something with myself. I'm kind of enjoying Power Ranger a lot more than Build, personally. I think it's because I just, like, I want more fun in my toku.
Yeah, Build is sort of
so, like,
heavy.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Build. It's a great show. I love where it's going with everything in the story. But just, like, can we just have a new Kamen Rider that's not super serious and dark? Can we have, like, another Force 8?
I'm enjoying every week of Build, so you can get right fucked.
No! And I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it, I'm just saying, next year's Rider, let's have a fun one.
There are fun moments in Build, and like I said during the FAQ, it's the juxtaposition between the serious and the funny that makes this show amazing. Anyways, as I was going to lead in with, Sir Raven, since you're joining us for the first time in some time, please give us your thoughts on catching up on Lupin Ranger.
Who do you like?
Who do you even watch?
Yes,
showed up here at like 6-something to catch up.
I've watched like 6 episodes of it in the last day, so, yeah,
you
caught myself up.
Okay, so you are caught up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like it?
That is the question.
Because you told me before, Sentai is just not your thing.
Sentai in general is usually not my thing, you're right, but it's...
Like, you're more of a writer person.
I'm having a hard time getting into this show in general right now. I don't know what it is. It's just, as much as I sat there beforehand and I went, ooh, Lupin Ranger. That sounds like everything I should
right?
do.
I'm like, you watched the Lupin anime, so.
Right? I like Lupin. Lupin's cool. Thief Sentai, I'm okay with this idea. This sounds great. But just, in practice, going into this show, it's just like, oh.
Well, let's keep in mind that these are the opening episodes, so
right?
Plot's going to be light.
But at the same time, 10 episodes into a series, if it hasn't hooked you by this point,
I feel like this.
A problem.
I feel like this episode, with the proper advent of Friezo Amigo, as we're
right?
calling him.
I love that name!
I feel like this is where the show will start kicking in.
And, are we actually calling him Friezo Amigo?
No,
why
that's
the fuck
his name!
It's Amigo Dan or
Delma.
Delma.
Oh, I thought his actual name was Friezo Amigo.
I will fully
close.
Admit that this week's episode is kind of the one that just went, oh yeah, no, this is getting interesting right now. Right?
Just you're leaning back, you actually see him lift your head up.
Right? Like, oh. Okay.
Let the record show that the jello has fallen off of Gar's head.
Well, it's not jelly.
But,
it's pudding, isn't
yeah,
it?
No,
the
if
splash
I had...
pudding?
Unsurprisingly, probably. If I have looking between the two teams, I very much prefer the Lupin Ranger.
Why am I not fucking surprised?
Like I said, not surprisingly.
It's the capes, isn't it?
That helps. First and foremost, the Lupin Ranger costumes are really cool.
Thank you.
I really like them.
Meanwhile, the flip side of that, the Pat Ranger costumes are fucking boring as shit.
Would you agree with me that they look like football players?
Kinda.
See?
The
Lane's giving Raven the
right?
dirtiest look!
Oh, I know.
Have some clothing.
No, let's see here.
Oh, no.
The Pat Ranger costumes are boring, uninteresting as far as I'm concerned.
They're boring and
And on the flip side, even as far as the characters go, like, I'm very okay with the characterization of the Lupin Rangers. Then I look over the Pat Rangers. Oh, God, Keichiro's fucking, I hate him.
Let's put it this
which
way.
Which one's Keichiro?
The
red.
Right.
Let's put it this way.
I hate him.
I love watching him get overly angry.
Right? It's
that's
like,
about
even
it.
That, that's just...
Also,
you
saw
him develop
does.
That
he
one
wants,
episode. That's,
he, wants to
that's his
people.
Entire
yeah.
character. And I get it. He's a cop. He wants to protect people.
He's
okay.
One of the only people on the right in this thing.
It's like the most unoriginal thing you could do for a cop in anything.
What do you think of the Green Ranger?
I thought you were gonna say, "What do you think of the Grinch?"
You know, the green.
Yeah, you're kind of annoyed with Sakuya. He's kind of
you're a playboy.
He's one of those things where
Mr.
it's like,
Grinch.
Okay, he gets away with some. He gets an excuse for some stuff because he's kind of you know,
he's
a rookie.
He's stuck.
It's
he,
my first
he's
day.
A stalker.
He's the rookie, but oh god, is he creepy sometimes?
Yeah, like okay, but question is,
everyone has
more creepy than me or no? Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Everyone has.
I didn't hear what you said.
More creepy than me.
Oh,
yeah. So and Pink's okay, but she can be very.
I get okay. I'll
I miss my Pink Rangers with a song.
As I mentioned when we talked about it, I give Tsukasa some primo points for being the one to fucking realize that the Lupins are the thieves.
But I also like. My thing with her, though, is she got very obsessive with the idea for someone who had zero evidence going into it, aside from, hey, they kind of look like
what was
the fact. The fact that she had no evidence doesn't change the fact that she was correct.
I know, but here's the thing. She stuck to that idea no matter how much.
No evidence.
No matter how much. The complete lack of evidence aside. She hung on to that idea like somebody who's watching the fucking show.
Right?
Like, no, they're there! They're the Lupin Rangers!
I can't
prove it!
No, it's like Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That meme picture of like Charlie Day.
Pepe Sylvia!
All the stuff behind him!
Pepe Sylvia!
Yeah, pretty much. It's like the level of I'm so sure they're the Lupin Rangers was like, I've been watching the show.
I read the script.
I read the fucking script. I know they're the Lupin Rangers. I will prove it. Fuck, why can't I prove it?
I want so bad for that one week where they finally confirm that they're them. I just want her to just go, I fucking knew it, and just smash her changer in joy.
Yeah.
No, she's gonna, no, she's gonna pull Bulk and Skull.
Them?
The cool thing is about this show is that it really dives into the morality of both teams and how they're ultimately both good guys but in different ways and for different reasons.
Exactly.
Ultimately, I'm really looking forward to seeing them figure that out and team up with each other, but I know that that's going to be that might be the start of it going downhill. So.
That's going to be a summer movie.
Well, we already know that they're going to team up eventually.
It's a Sentai.
Of course they are.
It's a Sentai with the word versus in it. It always happens.
Has there been another Sentai with the word versus?
Well, the crossover movies.
Every single
crossover
movie.
What's with Japan being like, no, it's not a crossover, it's a versus movie.
We call it a versus movie. They're going to be teamed up by the end of it. We call it a versus movie.
That's how we hook you.
That's it.
Well,
that's
they do fight
works.
At some point.
Well,
that's
usually. How we hook you is put versus instead of plus.
We call it versus. The two teams kind of come to blows at first because of a misunderstanding, but then they end up inevitably teamed up to fight greater evil.
No, just by the end. Are we cool? Shoots them.
No, fuck you.
And it's like, what? You're so an ass.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I love the Power Rangers.
I do too.
They're amazing.
What do you think, Paul?
What do I think?
Who do you prefer?
Which do you like best?
Quite frankly, I mean, it Fast Lane. Like, as much as I look at the Pata Rangers designs a little more sympathetically than Raven. They're simple. They're not boring. They're simple.
And especially for a military thing, it's like...
Right? It's not standard issue equipment, but it's equipment. It's
I am questioning, though, why they gave a female... Like, why they gave one of them a skirt when it's meant to be, like, the military. Why would you give a skirt?
Because it's patriarchy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, I like the Power Ranger suits. I just think that the... Lupin Rangers are cooler. They are. They're a cooler idea. I look at this entire show and I just kind of go, there were other angles you could have taken this that would have made, in my opinion, for a better show, but that's not really real criticism. That's just me trying to say my ideas are better. But no, it's a decent show. It's alright. It is kind of boring. It is kind of slow at the beginning. Like, it's taking a little bit too long of a time to build up, but then again, so did Gaim. To a certain extent. I mean, like, it took a few episodes to really...
Gaim didn't kick in until 21.
Exactly.
Well, no, it started to kick in after episode 12, after the holiday.
Well, I meant 21 was where it really
kicked in. But even
then,
we're only up to episode 10. Even if you hold it up to that same standard, it still got a chance. So, like, you know...
Then by episode 12 in Sentai, that's
what... You know what I mean?
Like, you know...
10 episodes in, this show should have hooked you by now, and if it hasn't, somebody failed.
If it hasn't
but
by
just,
this episode...
But just remember, at that, but just remember, up
weeks.
Until approximately episode 12, Gaim was just about fruits and breakdancing.
Yeah, but it still had enough going for it that it was interesting.
Sure.
And it would kind of already sort of hooked yet.
But can
and
you,
then it dropped
the
big load
of...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but then you guys have to remember... That's Rider, this is Sentai.
Right?
It's a whole different ball game in a way.
And to me, I'm also going
balls.
To say... I'm also going to say well, that so. the world, as I said, the world of fruits and breakdancing is not necessarily more interesting than this game of cops and robbers that is going on right now. I mean, like, it's not as though it's bad. It's just
sounds like
kind of furious. I'm just saying that better shows have started more slowly, and I'm willing to give it more of a chance.
Paul, we asked you what your favorite color was.
best response
ever. Okay.
I like Earth Tones.
Okay,
watch the FAQ special for context.
I'm glad Paul's going along with it.
Well, Blaze enjoyed that.
Yep. Got him!
Got he!
So,
no,
back to the original question, what team do you like better? Because I don't think you answered that.
You said unquestionably Lupin's.
Yeah,
oh,
he did.
Yeah.
He
okay.
Said Lupin.
I zoned out while I was thinking of that response.
No, okay, quickly for me, even when I first saw the Power Ranger suits, I didn't like them at first. But
you're
then
saying
they,
Power Ranger so fast, it sounds like you're saying Power Ranger.
I know. Anyways, I didn't like them at first, but then they grew on me because I understand like the organization,
like a fungus.
Organization behind them and stuff like that. And, you know, Garrett said it best. Well, you like the Empire. And I was like, yeah, I like organized, like, armored factions. It's my thing.
They're the Stormtrooper Sentai.
But yeah,
they're
so... Yeah, my thing! Their combat skills are just as bad.
Fired.
Yeah, shots fired and missed.
Oh. Keiichiro's
fired and I missed.
At point blank. Hey, Keiichiro has some pretty cool fucking moves.
So anyways, the episode starts with the monster being freshly blown to smithereens, and then the Lupins, like, they walk away, and my brain just goes, guys, I quit Lupin Ranger.
I'm done. Yeah, you're done.
What?
That's
done.
Right.
I quit!
Not the only time we'll be using that joke tonight.
And so the guy goes back and says, like, oh, guys, what's up? We lost the treasure.
Then
fuck you!
Then what the fuck did I get this for? Hucks it out the window.
And they did it.
Put that in.
An accurate representation.
Oh my god, that's
wow.
Amazing.
Oh my god, I'm a meme. Yes.
Oh, just ask me what your favorite color is.
ever overcome during awkward situations. I love you all.
Gar's dead.
And Paul has been dragged off the stage, kicking and screaming.
Be careful.
Oh, Gar, my God. Don't kill yourself, please.
What a great first week in our new place.
And Gar's dying. Okay, lift yourself up.
Quick, someone give Yellowcaster CPR.
I was about to say that.
Oh. Are you choking? Are you choking?
Are
you choking on my own?
All right, no fire, no wire, no gas, no glass. Fuck you.
Okay. You're actually dying there, guys.
I know, I heard you trying to say it while you were gasping for
gasping
air.
Gasping for fucking air.
Holy fuck, I'm gonna
What was he trying to
hard.
Say?
I'm dying. I'm dying.
He's dying! How can you tell? He's saying it!
Or trying to, anyways.
He's dying to say it.
You okay?
Drink your Wawa, Gar.
So anyways...
Why did this happen to both of us today?
Kyrie goes onto a bridge to sulk over, oh no, I've lost everything. And then Keitro shows up and he's like...
How could this happen to me?
And Keitro is just like, hey, you alright, pal? And he's
Here's
just
a coffee.
Like, and Kyrie just gives him the hardest death stare, just like, I don't want to fucking look at you right now. Oh, what's wrong, buddy? You pissed off? Just go away. Well, I can't. I have to protect the peace. If you anger like that, will cause trouble.
I love it. He walks up to him, offering him a can of coffee, and Kyrie just gives him a look, just like, oh, you can get right fucked.
It's
true. Okay, good.
And I love this episode because this is clearly the start of what's going to develop into a friendship between them.
Between who?
Between Kyrie and Keichiro. Which will be great because this is just making the eventual payoff of their actual identities being discovered so much more sweeter.
Guys, we knew it was you. What? Yeah, we know. You wear the same colors!
I want so bad for when they actually reveal their identities that, like, so how does that. So what the hell happened? Why did we see Kyrie in there? Just Kore walks in and puts on the disguise, gets onto his high heels? I'm sorry I deceived you. Excuse me.
That's like, guys, we knew it was you. How long? I don't know, like 3 episodes back?
Episode 7? 8?
What episode's this? 40.
When Sakuya finds out that Yumika's looping yellow, he's gonna be like, oh my god, I shot you and I hit you? I'm so sorry! I don't deserve it! I quit the force! I'm done! I quit Power Ranger, you guys!
No, but then he's gonna go, wait a minute, that means I can spend more time with her.
And then, yeah,
I'm dating
so
a criminal,
he leaves,
that's
and
hot.
And then we get a
hey,
new
hey,
patron ego.
There will be handcuffs involved.
Oh, no!
There's that mask.
Oh, no.
It'll create an ambiance.
No.
There's the baton.
Keep it on.
The baton.
We'll use some of the Lupin collection items.
Oh, no.
Wait, what kind of, what do they meme now?
It's, I don't know. It's
no, that's just the mind blown.
Brain blast.
Meme. It's the mind blown meme.
Oh.
It's when you hit, like, pinnacle of, like, mind-blowing.
So Kyrie decides to track down Frieza Amigo through tips he gets from Keitro and some rando passerbys. And then, for some reason, like he gets into his thief outfit and he hunts him down, and we get this, what I think is unnecessary shot of, like, him walking along a grate and what I can only refer to as an upskirt shot. I'm like, well, did we need that? Alright.
Also, we found out pretty much Donya Boon is, like, a carbon copy of Genis from Stranger.
Yeah,
because, like, he's like, oh, Destro, I've been hearing about the shit you've been doing behind my back. Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. As long as it's interesting, that's all that matters.
As
he's like, I'm holding
a
glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
And I'm like,
twirling in his hand.
Gee, where have we seen this guy before?
It's fucking Genis.
Yeah,
Genis
there, like,
Stranger.
As long as you make it interesting, you may continue.
Oh,
as I sit here and drink.
Oh, Kumar, you're trying to kill me? Alright, keep it up.
It's like Genis's shorter, richer brother.
Right.
One who doesn't have a complex about
nope,
his own existence.
Nope, he's the older brother. And that's the joke, he's shorter.
Marge Simpson, we've also arrested your older, balder,
fatter
son.
My son is also named Bort.
I just wanted to entertain!
Fine.
So this episode, we
find
out Blitz isn't dead.
Shocker.
Yeah.
He did the ballroom blitz.
Because this show tricked us, or at least me. So
I sat there wondering why.
So Toma and them figure out, wait, Ghosh didn't come and like revive him and make him big. Because last week, Destra summoned a golem or whatever to fight them, so that in our brain, the Toku fans that we are just going, oh, okay, we had a Megazord battle, so,
yeah,
you know, he's probably fine. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
And I'm sitting there like, you know, they didn't make him big, and we don't see the broken safe sitting around.
Where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be a giant
there was a kaboom.
Kaboom.
There was a kaboom.
Space Jam, 3 weeks in a row.
So he can clone himself.
No, that was Space Jam.
Welcome to Casper.
He can clone himself.
Because deer, gazelle, packs.
They multiply?
They're
good at multiplying?
He's an undead. Think of an electric deer. Comrade or blade.
Ah. Nice.
I'm a smart SMRT.
So Kyrie like goes to find
Zamigo Denma's base
and
hideout, whatever you want
to
call it.
And like he tries to like threaten Zamigo, and Zamigo just proceeds to shoot his hat off, and it like freezes and shatters. And I was
you
just
bastard!
Like,
that was a $500 hat.
That's my favorite hat.
Well, time to join your club.
I only have six left.
Back.
And at this point, like I'm looking at Kyrie without his hat, and I'm like, wow, he looks like Joker from P5. Like, so much.
And yet, somehow, none of the GSPO actually realize that it's Kyrie. This is some Sailor Moon-ass shit.
I can't tell who it is behind the mask. Seems
very small mask.
I'm a shapeshifter!
Lois, how can I ever be with you if you can't figure out the simple fact that Clark Kent is Superman? Come on!
But,
I'm just wearing glasses.
But as, like, Kyrie is approaching Zamigo's base, you start hearing him whistling, and in my brain, I just start hearing Proto-Man's whistling. Sorry, you're interrupting Lane's Proto-Man whistling.
Stop it. Zamigo's fucking amazing.
He's so badass.
He's so cool, like, pun intended.
Alright, everybody. Chill.
Finally... thing I gotta say about Zamigo, and this is the kind of thing we were noting. When Kyrie mentioned to him about his using his Lupin Collection item to kill all those people, Zamigo said flat out, "I don't have one of those. This is all me." Yet he's quite obviously pulling fucking freeze guns out of his safes,
which are like holsters for him, and it's fucking amazing.
No, it's like. And we were making jokes where it's like Reaper, like, all right, guns are empty, tosses them.
He literally throws them off and they shatter on the ground, and he pulls new ones out. It's hilarious.
It's Reaper, yeah, because he has two safes like on his hips or whatever like that, just like like a gunslinger.
Frigging Reaper,
love it.
No, it's great. And like me, I'm a sucker for like anything with like ice powers. So,
my name is Kyrie. You killed my brother. Prepare to die.
His powers are always cool.
So, not only does this motherfucker have Taiga's hair, but he also uses guns. It's the second coming of Taiga.
Guns put holes in your body.
Bang! Bang! Freezing!
You know what? They got it right on Discord.
What killed your brother?
The Ice Age! Terrible!
Let's kick some ice!
Which is extra funny because...
What killed the Dinosaur Age?
The
Dinosaur Age?
What killed the Ice Age?
The Ice Dinosaurs!
Who liked Dinosaur? Who liked
dinosaurs?
Arjun!
Alpha!
The giant brain shooting the dinosaurs!
Me!
Oh yeah.
So the pirate...
Hold on, real quick. What I was gonna say is, it's funny because that we reference like the Ice Age because the guns that Zamigo uses, their design reminds me a lot of Debo Ice Age from Kyujer.
Where is my Ice Age figure? Anyway?
Where is my super suit?
Oh, it's in that box over there.
But don't those guns look like something Debo Ice Age would use?
If
like
he didn't have freakishly large claws for
hands. It's like the toy of Sub-Zero's sword that I see at cons. Like looks like the like really cheap, like clear plastic. So the Power Rangers show up, they fight Bletz, but then they end up fighting inside Zamigo's hideout, and they're just like they're all like teaming up and they're like, wait, why are you doing here? What are you doing here? And then just
too
like,
many main characters.
And
Domingo's
just like laughing, just going like, oh, you guys are all fucking idiots. I'm out of here. Just watch.
What
out.
Are you doing here?
His transformation to his Gangler form is fucking awesome because he like freezes up and then just shatters and just transforms into the
ice up.
I love it.
It's great.
No, chill up.
Chill
down.
Chill. Cast
chill.
Off.
No, chill down. Chill down.
Chill down.
No, I think chill up would be better.
Chill up. Chill out.
Chill
up. Yes. Liberty Rangers
Paul
have,
gets it.
The Liberty Rangers have a moment just going like, oh, we can do everything if we, you know, work together. And then they do like a triangle transformation, and it's cool.
Yeah, they're like standing in a triangle formation, and all three of them hinge in to the side, as I've referred to it before.
It was cool.
It was neat.
Pew. And then, like, Kairi runs off and like leaves the other two, and then they all do their robocall like separately. It's weird. It's
fucking, they shouldn't be able to do that.
Their timing was probably off by like 5 minutes.
Just. Alright, guys, I'm going to start my timer, and exactly 2 minutes, wherever you are, just stop and do your half of the roll call. And mark.
And it went pretty well for that.
And now.
And we got to hear Toma do the Yokoksu phrase at Bletz.
Toma's boring. I'm sorry.
He'll have his moment when he has to shoot his fiancée in the face.
It will. It's going to happen.
He'll have his moment in episode 36. And that's it.
36.
I don't know.
All y'all listening, remember that he said that. We'll see what happens in episode 36.
So then, like, the Liberty Rangers have to get the collection piece because they found it, like, oh yeah, he's still alive, so he has his collection piece. And so, like, they go to get it just as the Power Rangers are about to, like, unleash their attack.
Geki Taiho.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like, they grapple Bletz so, like, he can't, like, spawn a clone or whatever like that, so it was really cool.
Props
then,
for a successful strategy.
And then Yumika is able to grab the collection piece in time. They just,
which looks like a repainted can of Enetron.
And the Power Rangers like finish him off with this cool move. And then like we get this cool like kind of shot of just like Nigo and Sango just like kind of like aiming their weapons or whatever, and they just look really cool in that like still shot. So that was really nice.
Guys, I keep telling you, he had a Zudenchi.
It's too big to be a Zudenchi.
But the design, the shape, it's a...
The smell of it, the texture!
The fucking battery, it's a Zudenchi, right?
You're a Zudenchi!
It's an Enetron can.
Why would it be an Enetron
can? It's an Enetron can painted to resemble a Zudenchi.
Now, if he was a robot, that would make a bit more sense, but since he's a deer...
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
We also get to see the finish of Lupin Red's fight with Zamigo by way of him using the Blade and Scissors Dial Fighters.
Which...
And oh my god, I love that power.
Oh, so do I. Okay. In terms of what it is, it's cool, but just... It looks so big and protruding.
It's
awkward on him. Also, like one point Kairi said something to Zamigo, I forgot what it was, but then like Zamigo goes like, nice joke.
It was something about how he's gonna beat him and get their loved ones back. Yeah, I think.
So it was cool how he used it, and like apparently the Zamigo can like grow his appendages back or whatever like that. And
he
then
he regened one of his tentacles.
He froze his cape off.
Just like, how many times is Kairi's cape gonna get destroyed this series? Because that's at
is
least
that,
two
is that the
so
counter
far.
we're gonna keep an eye on? Just how many times Kairi gets cape
if
off?
It happens a third time, we'll start keeping better track of it. We're two right now.
Yeah. One. Oh, first time was with fire. Second time was with ice. Ooh. Game of Thrones reference!
But yeah, Blade and Scissors spawn.
A cape of ice and fire.
A cape of ice and fire.
God damn it. But yeah, so Blade and Scissors, when Lupin Red uses them, he gets this awesome giant boomerang and the shield.
Yeah, quite enjoyed that.
Right?
I looked at it, I was like, oh, that's a really neat weapon.
A destructor disc.
It's pretty decent.
On Lupin Kaiser, those look fucking awesome.
Oh, Lupin Kaiser Knight was great
also. That's a neat combo. I like it.
So all the combos do have individual names.
Well, the thing, like, Pat Kaiser Biker and Lupin Kaiser Knight did, but weirdly, Lupin Kaiser Cyclone was not named.
That's
I don't know why.
Actually true. Maybe I guess because people assumed
Cyclone
it would,
sucks.
Assumed it
I mean,
would be
I
called
mean it,
that.
It does, but that doesn't change that it should have a name.
No.
I think
no,
we can just
Cyclone
assume
Lowe's.
I think wow. Wow, that hit me late.
But, so Bletz got sense to clone himself 100 times.
He spawns a fucking Tartarus tower of Bunshins.
100 times.
And then, like, yeah, so Lupin Cushion Ranch just, like, fucking blazing through all of them. And then just, like, the ones that are left are just like, oh, fuck this. So they all try to, like, cram back into Bletz at once.
Before that, you didn't mention how the fight where he was slashing at all of them, it almost looked like it was reminiscent of the Thousand Heartless Battle.
Yeah, like, it looked like Kingdom Hearts 2 when they were fighting Hollow Bastion, so.
Yeah, it's like Omnimon. Digimon movie, just wiping out doppelgangers.
And he does this really cool, like, downward slash on the rest of the Bletzes and then destroys them, and it's really cool.
According to Shu in our chat, the name of the Lupin Collection treasure was L'Orage Électrique, which translates to the Electric Storm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't mention that sooner.
Apparently, it looks like a circular charge bug.
Yeah.
Kind of does. What's a charge bug?
It's a Pokemon. It's Pokemon. Looks like a subway train.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Goes like. Boop, boop, boop,
boop. I wasn't even staring at one. I was just staring off into the distance, being like, oh, yeah.
It's episode Booper, guys.
Oh, that's great. That means the next one's episode Quagsire.
Wait a minute. So what? It's episode Helium Boy? And it's on 420? What are the odds?
It's episode 194, and Pokemon 194 is apparently Wooper.
Wooper! Wooper!
So, yeah.
Wooper got zero flex.
After most of the 100 Bletzes are destroyed, the rest of them try and get back in, and it's so hilarious seeing the original just be, like, fucking bent open as clones are trying to climb back inside.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. I've never seen anything like that.
So then,
but it was hysterical.
So absolutely. Then, so they go back to the bistro, Keitro shows up, like, by himself, and just, like, to get, like, a drink or something like that, and then, Kairi's just kind of buddy-buddying with him, and then calls him K-chan.
Yeah.
And then he's just like,
friendship.
He's like, wait, what the fuck did you just call me? And he's like, well, you're one of our regulars, so I might as well just be more chummy with you. And Keitro's like, no! And he's like, K-chan!
What did you say? I said you look shitty.
You look really pretty. Mind. What? I said you look really shitty. I love that movie.
Wait, that's from a movie?
Yeah,
it's from Hot Rod.
Oh, I thought
Hot
it was
Rod.
From a Vine.
No, it is from a Vine, but it's from a movie, Hot Rod.
It's pretty good. I want to watch that movie now. Like
you look
right
really
now.
I said you look really shitty.
I mostly just remember it because people kept putting it in the context of Homestuck characters. I saw Kero says Lord Hellfire. That's great.
So next,
no, it says I saw Kero.
Kero. Anyways, next week on Lupin Ranger, we get to see the Hammer Dial Fighter, a movie that is apparently getting made about the Patos, and it's the gender swap episode.
Yeah, so fucking.
Which is going to be Pat Ranger Red and Pat Ranger Green with skirts.
And yep. Pachin Sango is a male pink suit!
Let's go.
And that's going to be his picture, profile picture for a long time.
And
I bet.
And Pat Ranger and Lupin Ranger, Ranger Keys confirmed.
That'd be awesome.
Because Go Kaiser.
So, I'm looking forward to the next week's episode because it's going to be fun as hell. Especially, it's because, like, yeah, it's about the Power Rangers getting a movie made.
You know what the weirdest part of the preview is? That one shot where Saki is like, I'm a woman! He's clearly groping himself.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the Scooby-Doo movie. Hey, I can look at myself.
I can look at myself naked.
Yeah.
Oh my god, do they say that?
Yeah.
Never seen the live action Scooby-Doo.
Why the bloody fuck would I seek that movie out?
They're great.
Watch the sequel.
Yeah, the sequel is a lot better than the first one.
Did you just imply that the live action Scooby-Doo movie is in any way good?
Yes. Except for Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy-Doo can go die in a fire.
I disown you.
But he's not even
the
puppy.
Human race.
I was like,
yeah,
you don't know.
I don't really like the first one that much except a few of the lines, but the second one's basically just a live action episode.
I want more Scott McNeil in
my
Scooby-Doo.
My favorite
like
Scooby-Doo Scooby-Doo character is Scooby-Dumb.
Oh, he's the gray one, right?
Dum-dum-dum-dum!
He's the gray one with the red hat.
Yeah, Scooby-Dumb.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just brought up Scooby-Dumb. I haven't heard about him.
Speaking of speaking of jinkies, let's talk about Cho Jinky Metalder.
That actually worked pretty well.
Wow, you actually did that.
Featured topic.
We gotta improve that.
The year is 1987.
No, it's not.
Doctor Who's on its last legs. DC
is still working on rebooting their universe after Crisis.
I'm 1 year old.
Yeah, Raven's actually born.
Metal bands have extraordinarily long hair and hot pink stars tattooed over their eyes.
And the recent Metal Hero series came to an end.
Ooh, Predator and RoboCop came out.
That
just
too.
Just looked up one came out that year.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now I'm just imagining.
Oh, and,
yeah.
Oh,
movie.
And
love Predator and RoboCop.
Transformers were on their way.
Came out that year.
Did it really? Interesting.
But yes, and then what? For next
Holy crap, Interspace came out that year. The funny thing was when you said 1987, I was thinking, it's the year Interspace came out, but I wanted to see if it really was, so that's why I looked it up.
And meanwhile in Japan, we got an opening theme with a guy running at the ocean with a katana.
Yeah, because one of the producers was like,
let's give him a sword or something.
Which he doesn't use at all in the episodes. Does he use a katana in any of the series? You've been watching the show.
He used the row in one episode.
The rower!
Oh, lethal weapon.
He never used a sword.
And yet the show's opening opens with a shot that I can only describe as fuck you, ocean!
Yeah, he like runs in an ocean and like slashes at the ocean.
You
like,
killed my father!
Damn you!
I may be weak to you, but that means you're weak to me too.
Honestly, the three episodes that we watched of this show, I could barely pay attention because of how fucking weird it was. And when I saw it, it was so weird.
And by weird, you mean awesome.
But I will say,
right?
Yes, sure, yes. But I will say, God, I loved all the generals in this fucking series.
Oh,
you know what I loved?
The entire like army, their leaders, their mooks. Like
there were no moves.
Okay, you know what I mean. Like the generals and their soldiers.
Yeah.
Each one was different. There was never a one that looked the same.
What I love,
except
the
for maybe the skinny and fat guy.
I also love the general. The general lack of quality in the subs in the first episode.
I was really hoping that they would all be like that.
Gara, could you like
it was
not
beautiful.
Find better subs than something out of Hong Kong?
No, I couldn't.
Understandable. I have trouble finding anything from that.
It was
span of
it was
like
that. Full series. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I thought it was gonna be good. And then I'm like, man, these subs kind of just. Oh, it's called dodgy for a reason. But anyway, yeah. One of the producers was like, "Hey, remember Gekiter? Yeah, we actually have a budget. You want to try that again? Meh. Okay."
Blaze says that Full House and Final Fantasy came out in that year.
Cool.
Full fantasy.
Well, 1987 was just full of tons of cool shit, wasn't it?
So anyways...
The Final House.
Halloween. The Final House.
It's literally just Final Fantasy with Full House characters.
And it's also the house... It's also the House of the Dead, somehow.
And now
the Final House.
But yes, the subs... do get better, and then they go downhill, and then they get better again.
Really,
quite a ride.
Can they possibly get worse than some of the shit in the first episode?
It was just gibberish.
There was entire sentences that devolved into symbols and random letters.
Just the best line of the whole first episode. I must finish my mission to awaken the.
And it just had like comic book swearing in there.
And H was trademarked in the middle of the sentence.
The purse Dan C!
No. And H,
that scared me.
Right? And H was trademarked.
No, we just did
in the
this.
Oh, yeah.
Sentence for no reason.
Do that again. I lust train you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, really?
Japan mother.
Yes.
I must save Japan, mom, the war.
Yeah.
I will say, God Neros or whatever's transformation into like the shadow dimension.
Neros,
that was super cool. That was cool the first time, and then every time he did it after that, I was just like, did you really need that?
This is how we pad.
By the third episode, like his secretary's like telling him like, oh, we found what's his face. Then he's like, okay, get the fuck out. I need to transform.
Get out of my evil room.
You want to know the weird thing?
Hi, I'm Bobby.
No, it's like. I must go into the shadows. And by shadows, you mean like 40 floors underneath the basement? Because apparently that's where the base is.
Take me back to my virtual reality.
You mean this shepherd?
Forces of darkness empower me. Take me back to my virtual reality.
And then he grows old, and then he becomes Susan Sarandon, and then he becomes Shinigami Hakase.
What?
And then he turns into something completely different.
Your talent has aged like you, Miss Sarandon.
Right?
And then he turns into something that doesn't even walk. Legit, he never gets out of that chair.
Gods are above walking.
Even in the final fight of the series, you see him in the front. Literally, the throne push like floats towards him.
He really is Davros. He really is Davros. Oh my god.
Susan Sarandon.
Now I see him with a dolly voice.
That's why where he's got the frizzy hair. It looks like Susan Sarandon.
But yes, this scientist terrible. Named Dr. Koga.
Who's Japanese Principal Kaplan from Power Rangers.
Yeah.
VR Trooper, Power Ranger.
He literally walks up to the grave of his dead son to exposit the plot at the audience.
Not at the son.
He came to visit his dead son, but that's not why he came back to the country. Oh, so he doesn't actually give a shit about his son being dead.
Right?
Okay, moving on.
No, he
died 42 years ago.
Wait a minute. His son died. He rebuilt a robot that looks like his son. Isn't that the plot to Astro Boy?
And Mega Man.
Enki Kiter. Oh my goodness, I'm starting to notice a pattern. I'm starting to notice a pattern with these robots.
Like, and then he made a robot that looked like his dead son. That's when we realized he was insane.
That's when we started sending Grandpa to the doctor.
I liked my Ogi. She was cute and stuff.
Yeah, in the second episode, we get the female interest in the series, Mai.
And she's adorable.
And she is adorable. And then they gave her a sidekick in episode 16.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't good enough just to have Ryusei and Mai around, so we also got another character. His name was Hakadu? Started with an H, ended with a Q.
Ah, cool.
Somewhere around there.
Extra thick!
In which he was a motorcyclist, in which he's like, yeah, bring it on, gets hit. Dummy him.
But yeah, about the villain... It's funny, like, we get a couple shots of, like, a normal-looking city, and then all of a sudden it cuts to this very obviously evil corporate building.
Does anybody else notice the building?
Welcome to Evil Corp, your source for villainy, skullduggery, and general thievery and malice. We've got several great career opportunities waiting for you if you're a young henchman in training, or even a supervillain wanting to find a mentor.
So it's the Guild of Calamitous Intent from Venture Brothers.
No, guys, come on. It's Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Oh my god, the building actually kind of does look like Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Can we get Final House Anime?
Please, in our chat once, Final House the Animated.
I would 110% watch Final House the Anime.
And the best part about the villain's secret virtual reality base is apparently the name of that area is the Ghost Bank.
The Ghost Bank.
It's like they just so put weird. Two random words together.
I just hope Walter Peck doesn't show up with his dickless body and decide to open up the Ghost Bank.
And set them all free.
Is this true? Yes, it's true.
I want so bad for, like, there to be an actual bank on the first floor of the evil building, just to make that all the funnier. Right below the regular bank is the Ghost Bank!
And then there's the Snow Bank.
Well, yeah, there's snow everywhere in the fighting shots.
Well, gee, it's like it's January or something.
So, Mr. Zictor transforms into God Neros.
Yeah, God Neros.
A.K.A. Davros, King of Skaro and creator of the Daleks.
Pretty much.
And he explains his evil plan, which actually involves selling weapons, increasing their shares in the stock market, and causing world famine.
Yep.
This is a guy that was discharged from the military because he mistreated POWs.
That is literally the most mainstream and simple of all Toku opponent plan.
Like, think of it. It's actually a pretty interesting plan. It's like, no, we're gonna do this legit.
It's like, no.
Secrecy, but legit.
It's literally Evil Incorporated.
It's like, no, we're going to have all the water run backwards from the direction that it should be.
Gorgon!
And in all the confusion, we shall take over. No, we're just going to buy up a bunch of shares and buttfuck everything, fuck up some shit with our legion of monsters, and then just completely enslave humanity.
Oh, by the way, did I talk... Oh, sorry.
No, you go first. I was just going to make a stupid reference to the running joke of me naming movies that came out that year.
Well, then...
I was going to say, speaking of effing things up with monsters, Evil Dead 2 also came out in 1987.
I'm sorry. Did I also tell you that we have a general named Top Gunner? Guess what his thing is?
Top guns?
Being on top.
Need for speed? I don't know.
He tops.
No, it's just...
This guy tops.
My film trivia that is, in fact, a quote from Top Gun and not something else.
And then there was Ben K.
It's just Ben-K.
You know, just like the fucking yokai.
It's like a human or something.
Also, we have a medic named Big Wayne.
We didn't see him in the three episodes.
Like, no, he's in episode 10.
Shout out to the cosplay medic.
But no, Ben K was cool because, like, you find out he's actually a human, and that's when
Matilda starts having a change of heart.
Well, because he has the self control.
But let's talk about that when we get to it. So, episode one, Professor Koga, whatever, he wanders into the subtitled in all capitals. Secret base of the Imperial Japanese Army!
Yeah, it just meant we were talking about it, how it's like secret military organization.
Most aggressive subtitles ever.
From Shivan the Big City.
And it's almost like the hideout for Faris's pirate ship in Final Fantasy V. He just slides some rocks, pushes a button, and the actual door opens.
So I promise this is the last one, but since we mentioned it before, 1987, also the year the Brave Little Toaster came out.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Now I'm
I need to rewatch that movie.
Fuck, I'm old.
You're old.
Yeah. Says the youngest man in the room.
Fucker.
Oh shit, I am.
Sorry about that.
No shit.
Fucking millennial. Anyways, the best thing ever is, like, so Koga wakes up the android based on his dead son, and his first response to him is, "All right, sonny, I'm gonna teach you how to fight. Watch this." And he literally stumbles outside, runs into a field of the monsters, and gets killed by them immediately.
He did.
So what the fuck was the point of that?
Oh, we do learn 30 episodes later, Ryusei did bury him, and he put a cross.
30 episodes for them to tell us that.
Episode 36, I think, or episode
35.
He's just buried out in the middle of the woods.
And despite that, in episodes 1 and 2, I think, and maybe 3, they all end with a silhouette of the dead dad.
Uh-oh,
just like Kamen Rider X.
Dead dads. What are you gonna do?
Someone had a complex writing that whole era of shows.
Right. Silhouette
Daddy wasn't there.
To take me to the fair.
Seems he doesn't care.
That wasn't there, thank you everybody.
But yeah, like, he wanders out there, and then as soon as the monsters show up, he starts like calling out his name, Tsurugi Ryusei.
Yeah.
But then the second time the monsters realize what he's doing and just gut punch him, so he gets interrupted.
And
so
then he dies. Like,
Tsurugi Ryusei.
Then he is the dead. And then
we get to see Matilda powered by feels and a Beyblade heart
because emotion.
It does look pretty.
That's Matilda's thing. When his emotions reach a limit, he then transforms into his actual self.
So he,
who is apparently voiced by a completely different person.
So he's the Hulk.
Yes. In a way.
Matilda smash!
No, Matilda has a chop.
Matilda attempt to smash and then get fucking shit stomped!
Repeatedly.
In his debut episode!
It's his first time! Give him a break!
Yeah,
this is how we sell the show, apparently!
Well, this is how we sell the show, by watching the main character get absolutely curb stomped every episode.
Yes! Because it shows that he'll get better.
Does he?
Yes, actually.
Is the idea just root for the underdog now?
Well, this show was meant to be a bit more mature than all the other shows at the time.
Clearly, with the talking dog.
And randomly feeling up that chick while she was unconscious.
Yep. And mature. It was perfect. Not creepy. Wow.
Okay. But yes, there is the talking dog.
Named Springer.
Named Springer.
I can't believe it.
Whose voice is more demonic than any of the villains.
Yeah, by like episode three.
Okay, episode three has a different VA, but then episode four and onwards it goes back to the original.
I will show you how to fight. Get Matilda.
And I'm just like, what? Did he become like more like Satan or something by then?
I'm a dog, bark.
Didn't someone say it was like he had a Darth Vader,
Barf Vader
panel on him?
Yeah, and then he introduces him to his vehicles, the Metal Charger, which is a red car.
He's
and
also
then,
Alpha
what was the bike
from
called again?
The Side Phantom.
The Side Phantom. And he has this cute little robot in the sidecar.
It looks like something that stepped out of Wall-E.
I love that
robot. Phantom.
That's the Phantom.
That's the Phantom.
The Phantom?
The Phantom?
Yeah. So, the best thing ever, every time we saw all the generals in God Nero's army is, so they're like divided into factions. There's like the armored faction, the robot faction, the monster faction. And then there's just these two human assholes.
Oh, they're a part of the... Okay, so there's the robot army, there's the monster army,
armed army.
There's the armed army. I think the other one was just the...
Also robots.
No, fighting army.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Basically, they were more for hand-to-hand combat.
But I just love that we're basically getting evil versions of Bulk and Skull just bumbling
they kind
through
of
every
are,
scene.
Aren't they? There it is. There's the...
Yeah, and you want another sad part?
Disappointed.
They just magically vanished.
Aww.
Well, like no... just...
No closure?
No closure. They're just gone. It's like... Yeah, fuck him.
He got murdered off screen.
At this point, they
he
probably got...
He died on the way back up to his home place.
Somewhere down the line, someone went, hey, you know those two enemies that just don't actually have costumes? Just two guys without shirts?
Just two reject luchadors?
Just toss them out of the show.
Just give them the hook.
We'll give you more slave women.
Whoa.
Legit, there are slaves in this show.
Well.
There are slaves. In episode four, I think, they bring out the slaves to dance.
Oh,
so
no.
So it's like Shao's palace?
Yeah.
Clearly, one of them was Shao Kahn, so they had to go back.
Hey, we all know Ninjor was a part of,
I just can't,
was a part of the League.
I just can't get over how one of, like, the less fat one of the two human mooks who were around, I couldn't get over how much he looked to me like a Japanese stunt double for Sylvester Stallone.
Oh yeah, and the other thing
sure.
about them, the other thing about
okay,
them were like about God, like about the God Nero's army, is that they all have different factions. It's like yes, there's like the big faction like Monster and Army and all that, but then there are not factions. They all have ranks, and they actually
like an army.
Like they pull out a chart. Apparently,
oh, they have an actual established hierarchy?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I just like the fact that every episode, the villain's first scene is a duel between two different factions to see which one of them gets to take a crack at Metallica this week.
Either way, you're all getting your ass in.
God forbid the both of you go and team up on it.
That said, there's a surprising amount in these three episodes of multiple monsters teaming up against him. They fucking gang mob Dr. Koga and kill him, and in episode three, there's like a shit ton of fucking gun robots all around the entire area.
And then in the quote-unquote movie, aka a theatrical episode, God Nero's is gone, and they're like,
fuck.
Hey, well, I guess I'll just go out and get him. which they do. They all.
Oh
just,
my god, you guys!
They literally circle him in a quarry. And it's like, where the fuck are you gonna go, buddy? We have you surrounded by armies.
They're all in his sleeves.
My god.
We all have the high ground.
He's just in a crater.
Hey, you idiots! We all got armies.
Supposed to bring balance to the floor.
I don't know. What time is it?
It's getting late.
I'm sorry. It's just I feel
Let's
like.
Let's see. Is there
like,
anything else worth mentioning?
I'm
going
to listen to this episode later. I'm going to be like, what
In episode two, Gochak, the robot, he gets his shit fucked up badly.
And then he comes back later.
Like, Metallor rips, like, shatters his fucking arm.
Like, that it keeps showing, like, kicks the inside of, like, different, like, mechanical parts just, like, moving and twisting. Yeah. Like, that was cool.
He, like, twists his neck and then kicks off his head and then, like, you think he's down and then you see a fucking cannon sprout out of his neck.
Oh. So like, you just start shooting. And it's like, Oh!
I will become God.
No, it's like when the nerd decapitated Bugs Bunny and, Woody Woodpecker's head just comes up and his response, I knew it.
And then, like, he shoots, they, like, shoot each other down and the fucking helmet just goes, whoop! And just, like, reattaches to him. It's so fucking weird.
And he actually becomes a
I have won.
Oh my goodness.
I have defeated Matilda and then immediately dies and Matilda wakes back up.
He's up, his limbs are literally hanging there and his head is completely shattered.
And he becomes,
I fucking did it. Oh god, heart attack!
Ongoing. That's the word I'm looking for. He actually becomes an ongoing character and he survives until like the very
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's the other thing about the generals I love. Some of them get destroyed, but at least they all have actual character.
And a lot, and like we saw several times, they're like, "Well, you failed. Let's power you up and try it again."
Yeah,
you're kind of useful. Let's keep.
You have wings.
Yeah, I love like the first one, the helicopter guy. After he loses,
you know, realistically, we'd usually destroy you, but you're good for flight reconnaissance. So,
and I love when he comes back, like before his like he's got proper helicopter blades, but when he comes back after being defeated, his blades are all like sad and droopy. It's hilarious.
He's like a puppet. But yeah,
and in the third episode, there's some very questionable handling of a bunny rabbit.
Yes.
Metallica's new friend.
100% that was a real bunny they were holding by the ears.
That is my friend. Let him go. That's your friend? I'm just going to kill it. He's made his first friend. What? The girl you met isn't your friend? The man who created you isn't your friend?
Well, he's dead.
The dog's not your friend?
Definitely not.
The robot that's in your fucking sidecar and your bike's not your friend?
Actually, that's not a real character. No. It's just a thing there.
No. It doesn't do anything?
No.
Aw, missed opportunity.
No, it's just... This show is meant for Matilda to learn things. Like friendship. Trust.
Self-control.
How to not lose.
He
still has to learn
that. Kissing, apparently.
Right?
That's horrible. I'm sorry. That was... I mean, I was joking.
Also, right, episode 3 is where we get the scene from a Speed Racer Flubber's video. Just... I'm done. Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, that's right. I'm done.
I'm so fucking done.
And episode
1 is where we get the fuck this tree, fuck this rock,
fuck all this shit. Yeah, this was Metallica's interesting. It's weird, but in a good way.
And then the ending to the show is so depressing.
I will say that the monster in episode 3, Benkei, was pretty cool.
Oh, he comes back.
Oh, cool.
He's a monk.
I just like,
and he actually repaired his helmet. He wears it around.
Yeah, like we get a long fight of Benkei just trying to swing his fucking hammer. It's like, fucking stand still, goddammit! And they go through, like, 3 scene changes.
Well, like Benkei becomes an ally. Top Gunner becomes an ally.
Oh, fuck, really?
There's a robot that got, who plays a violin, in which he befriends Matilda because he's like, you actually listen to my music. Thank you very much. He comes back later on and he takes care of a little android girl. And just, even one of the generals at the end, when he's dying, he's like, I'm actually jealous of you. Because you get to live your own life. Aww. It's like, you get to be free. It's like, these guys have feelings.
And the best part of the fight with Benkei is when he kicks him in the head and like shatters his helmet and you fucking see the like suit actor inside it. It's like, oh my god, he was a human underneath.
Well, yeah, because he's actually a human.
Yeah, some of the creatures, like the monsters are legit monsters. some of the robots are robots, but some of them are actually...
I think, like, the armored army is,
yeah,
like,
the armored,
people underneath?
Yeah, is, like, actual people.
Because they're, like, evil rider-likes?
Yeah. But, yeah, this whole entire show is about, like... Like, being yourself.
Teaching a robot to love.
Yeah, teaching a robot to love.
Just like the card from Cards Against Humanity.
Just to lose it all in the end.
Oh, fuck, really?
Ryusei, after defeating God Nieros, basically damaged himself to the point where he could no longer revert back to his human disguise.
Oh, fuck.
And forever is an android.
Oh, womp womp.
And thus he walks off into the woods.
Wait.
To live with the rabbits!
No. He and Springer just...
Does he kill himself?
No, he just walks off.
Oh.
It is actually so depressing.
The one thing that in the ending that kind of confused me is like the main lyric in the ending is like, time limit, time limit.
Because in the end, we all have like a short amount of time on this planet.
Interesting. Even though he doesn't actually have a time limit in battle.
Well, no, just the show is all about life.
Sure.
Like what he did with his life.
Interesting.
Cool.
Which, I'm glad I binge-watched this show, because, goddamn, it was so fucking good. And then the show got canceled because it was like, yeah, this is too adult. We need something that can purchase for kids.
Well, so, that is our episode.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raven, for coming back. This was well-timed.
I miss you, sir.
Hopefully we can see you more often.
Hopefully.
Paul, thank you for joining us for this episode. Your thumbs up was very audible.
Very good, yes. I thought maybe they might be able to pick up the extreme speed of my thumb.
Okay.
I suppose not.
So, as always, thank you all for listening. Our hub site is castranger.podbean.com, primary source of our hijinks. As always, you can check out our YouTube channel, Discord, our TeePublic merchandise store, and our Patreon at patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. We will see you all next week, which leads me into... Jika, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
Next week, we wrap up Metal April with the most recent thing involving Geekiter with the 2014 reboot film.
Yeah, we're finally fucking doing it, guys.
Yeah.
It's only taking us 194 episodes.
I'm sorry about being so weird today.
No, you're amazing,
in
Emily,
general,
as always.
Honestly. Thank you guys for having me again. Why am I saying this? I'm sorry. Cut this out.
Bye!
Leave it in.
So thanks for listening. Don't leave it in.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.